Hey guys, welcome to the WWE podcast. It is Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2024. This is not the current state of WWE. We have decided, we made an executive decision to move Anthony to our official WrestleMania preview and prediction show. And that will, of course, come your way later on this week, probably Thursday or Friday, at the very latest on Friday. We'd like to get it out on Thursday, but that's our goal, is to get it out as soon as possible this week after the Wednesday time frame, after the mailbag, because there's a lot to talk about. And as I'm speaking right now, Raw is 15 minutes from going on the air from Brooklyn, New York. As you can tell, I am not in Brooklyn, which I have a feeling I'm going to regret in a big way. This is, by the way, this is the biggest gate WWE has ever done for a Raw event. That's amazing, which tells you that they're not selling more tickets, but rather, well, they're selling more tickets, but really the bigger story is they're charging more money and people are more willing to spend more money. Gate just means dollars. Doesn't mean necessarily that more people are watching, although both are usually true. So obviously this is not the current state. This is more of a new show and give you guys a little bit of updates on things that are going on you may not be privy to, or if you are, you get to get my opinions on them, so lucky you. But before we get there, I want to give a shout out to a few people who have joined us over on the Patreon side of things, which means you get everything ad-free, and it's a free trial right now for a week, which means if you sign up right now on Patreon for free for a week, same goes for Apple Podcasts, the same offer is available there. That means you get everything we do for WrestleMania ad-free. Everything. From now through next Monday. So, obviously, we hope you stay with us after that free trial, but no better time to go on a free trial and check us out if you've been wondering or thinking about going ad-free on Apple or on Patreon. Right now is the time to do it, because there is not a better time, no bigger time of year if you're a wrestling fan. Patreon.com/WWE podcast. Of course, you can get a trial membership for any of the tiers we have. Okay, but before we get there, speaking of the patrons, let me give a shout out to those patrons. Stephen Hardy, welcome. Jay Burtz, welcome. Glad you guys joined us. And Chris B and Andrew Gerber. Andrew Gerber, Chris B, Jay Burtz, and Stephen Hardy. Thank you all for joining us over the last really few hours. It seems like you guys all jumped in at the same time. And if you don't have access to Discord, I know sometimes the link breaks or you don't see it, message me on Patreon, or you can message me at mailbag@wwepodcast.com, and I will give you the link to the Discord server. And you can join everybody else on the Discord server, okay? Because that is a perk, even if you're a free trial member, of going in and getting the Discord server and chatting with all the other fans. And right now, it's heating up, because Raw is about to go on the air. Massive Monday Night Raw. Maybe the biggest Raw that WWE has put on under the Triple H regime. It's the final Raw before WrestleMania. Rock's there. Cody's there. Seth's there. Roman's there. I mean, you name it, they're there. Obviously, this is the final push for WrestleMania 40. So that's the introduction here. Let's just dive into some of the things going on. Obviously, a big Raw, which we'll cover wall-to-wall tomorrow night on the Raw review show. But there are a couple of documentaries coming out, and they have already come out. And that is Bray Wyatt. The Bray Wyatt documentary, which I have not seen, is apparently very emotional. I've seen a few clips of it on TikTok, and obviously one of the interviewees is Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt's brother, Wyndham's brother. And this is actually a backstage update, credit to Wrestling Inc., on Bo Dallas's WWE status. So this is what they say. So before the death of his brother, Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas seemed poised for a return. He had the former Believer had portrayed the masked Uncle Howdy on TV, but plans for the character were shelved when Wyatt took medical leave. And according to a new report from Fightful Select, there are plans within WWE to bring Dallas back, as hinted at a tease at the end of the new Peacock documentary, which is titled Bray Wyatt Becoming Immortal. I actually haven't seen it yet, but if you want to go see it on Peacock, it is available to you. And it says, the report is vague, stating that there is no clear indication when Dallas would be brought back into the fold. It was said the company didn't want to rush Bo Dallas back, and because his brother's passing was last August. Dallas had been reporting and been under contract with WWE since 2022. And it comes to a close with a shot of a lantern, an iconic part of his presentation. And then it's zoomed out to a silhouette of his mysterious figure. A voice then utters a word familiar to Wyatt fans, "Run." According to Fightful, sources within WWE confirm that the tease relates to Dallas. Apart from his masked appearances as Uncle Howdy, Dallas hasn't appeared on programming since November of 2019. The former NXT champion was granted time off for a neck injury before eventually being released in 2021. And despite rumors that the third generation wrestler was considering retirement during his time away from WWE, Dallas publicly stated in 2022 that he was working toward an in-ring comeback. So now I did, again, I saw clips of it. Some of it is very emotional. Bo Dallas gives us a recollection of the doctor telling him about his brother's death. It's emotional. I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw, you know, again, just very quick clips on TikTok. But you can go check it out in full, in its entirety, over on Peacock if you wish to do so. But we get a couple of bits of information here. Number one, it does seem that Uncle Howdy was Bo Dallas, as many of us had expected. Which makes you wonder, okay, what was the role? What was going to happen here? Because we never got a full fleshed out, you know, a story with the Uncle Howdy deal. I mean, we saw what he did with LA Knight in the, what was it, the Mountain Dew pitch black match. I mean, not a great match. And the match did nothing for Bray Wyatt and did everything for LA Knight, which was supposed to be the complete opposite. And Uncle Howdy got involved. I remember, didn't he dive off the stage or something? But we never got to see the full-fledged playing out of that story and what Wyndham wanted to do with that whole thing. It kept coming and going, and then he's not feeling good and he might have an injury. And then it was just very off and on, which is a shame. You know, it's going to be a kind of a thorn in our sides forever that we'll never know what the plan was. But, you know, at least we can take solace in the fact that Bo Dallas may be coming back. It seems as if that's one of the newsworthy items here, that Bo Dallas, if you are a fan of his or want the spirit of Bray Wyatt to live on, Bo Dallas could be that guy. And maybe he shows up at WrestleMania doing something, right? Why not? Maybe he comes out to Bray Wyatt's music and it's revealed that it's Bo Dallas. Not that he's trying to be Bray Wyatt or be the Fiend, but he's just living out the spirit of his brother. Maybe it's not he's introducing a new character, but first he's just paying tribute to his brother. And actually, the more I talk about it, the more I'm talking myself into it, that there will be a Bray Wyatt entrance. Now, they have to be careful that they're not doing it in bad taste, as if it's a return, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, Bray Wyatt can't be here. You know, you don't want the announcers sounding like idiots, and you don't want it being done in bad taste, you know, kind of mixing real life here into pro wrestling, but you could do it in a way that is tributary to Bray Wyatt having his entrance be done by his brother at WrestleMania. How about that for a prediction? I think that'd be kind of cool. And then eventually Bo Dallas, you know, gets into a scrap with somebody and, you know, ends up hitting Sister Abigail standing tall. You know, how about that? Something cool. But that's one of the news items here. Now, the other news item coming out here is CM Punk, who went on a podcast over the last, it's actually called MMA Hour. And he went on a podcast over the last few days, and some news items came out of that. I mean, he called Tony Khan a clown. He claimed to not get in a fight backstage at AEW, but rather put somebody in a little bit of a headlock. I think that's probably a bit overdone or underdone. But CM Punk finds himself back in WWE, and this is according, once again, to Wrestling Inc. I really like Wrestling Inc., by the way. Credit to them. And the MMA Hour is the podcast that Punk spoke about his talks with, about coming back to WWE, how it came about, the whole, if you remember over the summer, being invited back to Raw. Remember, you heard reports of Punk backstage at a random Raw, and you're like, what the hell's going on? Well, apparently it was Bayley who invited him to that Raw. So kind of an interesting piece there. And some other things that came from it were, let's see, again, he did not have a lot of nice things to say with Nick about Nick Khan. But he did say he recalled burying the hatchet with Triple H. And this is what was said. He said, it's funny. This is Punk now, because everyone calls him Paul. Now, I always call him Triple H or Hunter, Punk said. When I spoke to him, that's when the ball really got rolling, you know, because it was a very, I asked him if he wanted to talk on the phone. He said, no, I would actually rather kind of like a FaceTime, like to FaceTime you so I can see you. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. This is continuing the quote. We just talked about a whole lot of stuff. And about stuff that was at one point serious to probably both of us that is silly now. And we just kind of laughed and buried the hatchet. And then we started talking business. Among the more shocking revelations, again, end quote. And then the article goes on to say that among the more shocking revelations was that Punk confirmed there were been talks of him returning to WWE before, even before his stint on backstage, on WWE backstage in 2019. But that things only seriously moved forward during recent talks. And as good as his conversation with Triple H went, Punk ultimately believes that it was Khan who helped steer things toward a return, something that Ariel Helwani, Khan's former client, seemed to agree with. And so it's very interesting. I didn't see the whole interview. I saw pieces of it, but Punk, you know, he's still the same Punk, but a more filtered, more deliberate Punk with the things that he says. So you have to go check that out over on the MMA Hour podcast with Ariel Helwani, who has also a lot of other really, really good interviews. I mean, I don't know how this dude scores some of the interviews he does, but credit to him. And so, yeah, I mean, just a couple of items here as we close in on WrestleMania. Another kind of off the beaten path update, if you are interested in such things, is actually the update on former WWE announcer, one of the greatest of all time, in my opinion, the greatest announcer of all time, and that's Jim Ross. And Ross, as you know, was taken off TV and off of AEW in late 2021 due to a cancer diagnosis that required radiotherapy. He returned to the company and revealed he was cancer-free. And then in February of this year, he underwent a second cancer-related surgery, this time on his right hip, and things have gone smoothly for him in the months since. And despite being able to make an appearance at AEW Revolution in 2024 to call Sting's retirement match, he hasn't returned to AEW on a full-time basis. However, during a recent edition of the Grilling JR podcast, geez, a lot of plugs for other shows. Maybe I should have chose different articles. Ross revealed that he has had his ports taken out of his chest, something that he's been really looking forward to. And he said, I'm sure glad to get those things out. He said, and quote, I got 2 or 3 days to just leave it alone and let it heal. But I think it was yesterday. It's another step on the road to healing. So that's where we are. It's sore today, but I ain't got to screw with it no more. So he also revealed that he has to go back to his surgeon to evaluate how his hip has been doing since the surgery in February. And he also had one specific date in mind to return, and that's the AEW Dynasty on April 21st in St. Louis. And he said, quote, I sure hope that works out because I would do just about anything to call Daniel Bryan, or excuse me, I'm a WWE fan, as you can tell, Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. I think that's going to be, if not match of the year, or if it doesn't get 5 stars, I would be surprised. So, I mean, obviously with, I mean, Jim Ross is 70-some years old. I mean, he's Vince McMahon's age, for God's sakes. And, you know, it's tough to see when you're, you know, the age takeover. It's tough to see when, you know, real serious health issues affect the beloved legends, or really obviously anybody in your life. But it seems like Jim Ross is on the mend. A couple of cancer scares, took care of the cancer, got rid of it, and it seems like things are doing well for him, and maybe he'll be back full-time in AEW. So if you are interested in hearing Jim Ross, obviously check out Jim Ross's podcast or check out AEW. All right, so one last thing that I want to talk about as we close this out in a kind of a news segment we haven't done in a while, And this is Becky Lynch, who crashed Rhea Ripley's interview, and they were both dragged off, or she has to be dragged off the set ahead of Raw. So if you haven't seen this, if you haven't seen footage of this, it's floating around if you want to see it. But we got a MMA hour once again at the forefront of a controversial segment between these two. In the middle of Ripley's interview with Ariel Helwani, Becky Lynch started FaceTiming Ariel, which Ripley advised he ignore. And Lynch kept calling, and when he finally answered, she informed him she was right there outside the building. And Ripley pointed out that this was just further evidence of her being under Lynch's skin. And when the latter was on Helwani's show, she didn't have to show up, but simply sent a video. So that's when Becky Lynch came in. And, well, things kind of fell apart from there. They started mouthing off at each other, including Lynch thanking Ripley for disclosing a wrist injury and saying, "I can't wait to break it," before security stepped in and escorted Lynch out. There was people shoving each other into chairs and all that kind of thing. And there wasn't actually a massive brawl, but it did devolve into a little bit of physicality. And, you know, this can't be real, but it is fun when these kinds of things happen. Again, these brawls are happening at times, kind of like with Io Sky when her interview happened on SmackDown. You didn't expect it during that interview or that pre-taped promo. And these things are important. Why? Not because they have a massive impact on the rivalry, but because it adds to something that should be at the focal point of every decision they make, and that is making the environment of professional wrestling, specifically WWE's variety of professional wrestling, their brand of professional wrestling, feel like anything could happen at any moment. A feeling that has been missing for quite a long time. A lot of times. Not everything was bad. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not looking back with disgust and disdain for the Vince McMahon product. There was a lot of good that happened there. Obviously, it's been overshadowed and dirtied by the scandal that's gone on. But my point is that these add up to an environment that under Vince felt very formulaic most of the time. You kind of knew when and how things would be presented. You knew when brawls were going to break out. And sure, that's, a lot of it still is like that. But not everything can be predictable all the time. And that's the important point. That's the thing that Triple H, whether he's doing this on purpose or not, or whether he's just doing this because this is how he would want to do it with no real long-term strategic goal for these things. I like this. I don't care what the reason is for it. These little things that he's doing from a production standpoint and from a physical standpoint, when wrestlers come to the arenas and have brawls when you don't expect them to, and you see them without makeup on arriving to the arena. I like that stuff. It adds a sense of real simulated sports and a feeling of simulated sports that we were missing under the Vince McMahon regime for too damn long. Too damn long. So, and one final thing I'll say, because I mentioned this last night on Raw, the Weekend Review, that Becky Lynch had commented on Rhea Ripley. And let me just say this. This is Becky Lynch on Rhea Ripley performing the stink face at a house show. This is according to Sportskeeda. Okay, so this is Becky Lynch, and I quote, "If that's the stuff that gets over, then I'm not taken seriously for what I do in the ring, for the person I am, and the mind that I have. No, it's about my body, and it's about how it looks. It's about fulfilling a bunch of men's fantasies, and I fought for so long to change that. So when I'm forced to answer about that, I go, that effing sucks." So, Becky Lynch, this is Sportskeeda, but the source was Wrestling News Co., Wrestling News CO. Okay, so there's the credit. But what she's saying rings exactly true. It's not about how it looks, or at least it shouldn't be, according to Becky, and echoing my sentiment. So you now have one of the top stars in the company echoing exactly my concern about the women's division, Becky Lynch and others, fighting for women being taken seriously and getting the focus off their bodies and yet you have some other top stars doing the complete opposite of using their bodies to get over, doing the very thing that the women's evolution and revolution fought against and was successful in spite of. So Becky Lynch, I'm in your corner. I'm with you. Your character is still not exactly at, you know, where it was in, you know, 5 years ago at WrestleMania 35. But from a personal standpoint, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. The stink face, why would you do that? I know it's a house show, but you know that fans have cameras now. You know that when you do it, it's going to be posted on social media. So it's Becky Lynch. I think we have something finally in common. So that'll do it for me on this news segment here. Again, not often that we do this, but I wanted to fill the time slot with something because Anthony and I will be reconnecting for a massive, biggest preview and prediction show of the year later this week for WrestleMania 40. All of our thoughts and predictions for night one and night two are coming your way. Tomorrow night's the Raw review. Wednesday, I'm really going to work to try to get the mailbag in. Thursday, hopefully, is the preview and prediction show. And then we're off to the races, guys. It's WrestleMania weekend in just a few days. A few days, it's here. So that'll do it for me tonight, guys. Hope you enjoyed this. Enjoy Monday Night Raw. Really going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night on the Raw Review Show. So take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show. Or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWE podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.